today we're going to do building toys on Shabbos, like Legos and magnetiles and those kinds of things. Are you allowed to use building toys on Shabbos? So the background information is that there is a malacha d'oraisa called boneh. Boneh is building. It was done in the Mishkan when they would attach the krushim to each other using bars, rings, sockets, all these different methods of attaching the krushim to each other, or really the same method. The building consisted of asiyas ohel, which meant creating some sort of covering of a shelter, and medabik chalakim, to attach different parts to create a structure. So the av malacha is only violated when you do both things, like you build a shed, you put things together, and it forms an ohel. But if you build in a way where you're only doing one of those two tasks, either making an ohel or attaching different chalakim to each other, that is a tolda of bona. So if you build a chair or a table, let's say, you have not made an ohel, but you have attached different things together and made made an item out of it. So that would be a tolda of bona. Now, leaving out all of the details of the malach of bona in general, let's just go into the medabik chalakim part, because that's going to be what's most nogeya to us, probably. There is a major machlokas rishonim regarding the issue of violating binyan by putting together small kalim that have no mechitzos or ohalim. If it's not, it's not creating walls, it's not creating a tent over anything, you're just putting together small kalim with a bunch of smaller pieces. Rashi Masech HaShabbos Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis says that there's no iser binyan bekalim. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yudal Sif Aleph rejects that shita. The shita of Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, as well as many other places, says that any time you complete a solid vessel, whether you're putting its parts together or by making a significant structural change, that is a violation of boneh. But if you're making something flimsy, something that's easily taken apart, then there's no violation of boneh. The Rambam says that if you put together parts to make a kli, that violates boneh, and it makes no difference how solid the item is. However, if you don't put parts together, but just cause some sort of structural change, like punching a hole in something, then that is not a violation of boneh. So at first glance, given this background, it would seem that construction toys should be a problem, because you're assembling many parts and you're making one single functional item with the many parts that you're putting together, all the different pieces of Legos that you're putting together. However, there are significant leniencies in the poskim for several reasons. First of all, the Chasam Sofer in Or Chaim Siman Ayin Beis in the Tshuvas says that when you're doing something only for a brief period of time, that may not be a violation of bona at all. So if it's something that you're putting together and the plan is not to keep it together, the plan is to put it together and then knock it all down and start again, so that is not a violation of bona. Furthermore, the Taz in Shin Yud Gimel Sifkat in Zion says that when an item is always made to be assembled and disassembled, that's constantly made to be taken apart, put together, so that is not even bona at all, forgetting about how long you plan on leaving it that way. But if it's made for the purpose of taking it apart and putting it back together, that's what in Rabbi Ribiat Sefer he likes to call Derech Tashmisho. He has that yisod, that's the one big yisod he has throughout his whole, you know, Rabbi Ribiat Sefer, the 39 Malachos, you know, the big English 4-volume Sefer on Malachos. So that's the one big yisod he has, that whenever it's Derech Tashmisho, it's not a Malacha. So for instance, if you open the door of a house and then close the door, so shouldn't closing the door be an Isser of Bona? You're attaching the door into the rest of the house, and it even has the thing that goes into the little metal piece, I forgot what it's called, that goes into the doorpost, so it's really attaching it very well. Isn't that Bona? No, it's Derech Tashmisho. That's just the normal way it's used. That is not a violation of boneh. I saw in Rabbi Simcha Bunim Kohn's Children in Halacha, when it comes to construction toys, in the English part, in the part above the line, he writes, toys such as Lego and Tinker Toy, in which pieces are merely fit together, are permitted. However, in his lengthy footnote, he points out that it's not necessarily pashut, not necessarily agreed upon by everybody. In the Tshuvas Mechza Eliyahu, which someone told me is Rabbi Falk, Rabbi Eliyahu Falk, who wrote that sefer on tznius for women, he's known to be a big Talmud Chacham and a very, very big Machmir. So in the Mechza Eliyahu, he writes that there's there are three potential issues when it comes to putting Lego together on Shabbos. And maybe at the end we'll discuss the differences between different types of building toys. Lego may be a little different than magnetiles, because you're familiar with magnetiles? How holding are you in toys? Yeah, those triangles and squares and whatever. It's the best toy ever. If you have a younger sibling or nephew or whatever that likes to play with them, you'll end up playing with it. So the
Connects,
right. So so we'll discuss maybe a little bit. But first, let's see. The Mechzalio says that when it comes to Lego, there are three issues. One issue, he says, is the Yisr Maka Bepatish, that any time you connect different things together and you make a brand new kli, maybe that's considered Asiyas Kli Chadash, and that's the Kalapachos Nisr Midrabanan of Maka Bepatish. Second issue, he says, needs to be discussed, is Asiyas Oel Arai, that a lot of times the way you'll make these, you'll construct the toys, is you'll make a little house for the dolls or for the, I know my daughter takes the magnetiles and she sets them up in such a way where she makes a zoo, and the animals, the little, her little animal toys go in the zoo, and or her little dolls or whatever will go inside the house. So you'll have a tefach of height underneath this tefach wide ohel, so maybe that's a violation of making an ohel arai. A third issue, he says, is the issur of ksiva, that just like you're not allowed to take something and sculpt it and shape it into a tzura, a meaningful tzura, you're not allowed to take something and shape it let's say the shape of a face or a chair or some anything, so maybe that would be a violation of kosev to construct something in a meaningful tzura. So Lamaskana, Rabbi Folk writes in the Mechz Eliyahu, Lamaskana, he says, that the first chashash of Maka Bepatish, he says, there's no isser whatsoever. This is not at all a violation of Maka Bepatish. It's not putting the final touches in anything. He has a lengthy explanation why it's not that. In terms of Asiyas Oel, he believes it's certainly isser, that it would definitely be a violation of Asiyas Oel, that if you make something that's actually a tefach of airspace, that and you make it to cover tefach of airspace, so that is a violation of Asiyas Oel. Generally speaking, when it comes to Asiyas Oel, something is only a violation of Asiyas Oel if the purpose of making it is to protect what's underneath it, is to cover the area underneath it. But let's say you make an Oel that's really to use the area on top and not to protect the area underneath, that's not a violation of Asiyas Oel. So for instance, if you were to unfold this table, that would be okay on Shabbos. You're making an Oel because it could protect things underneath. Yeah, but that's not what tables are for. Tables are not for protecting something underneath. They're for using on top. So that would not be a violation of Oel. But over here, he argues that it is a violation of Asiyas Oel, because a lot of times when the children are playing with the toys, they're making it in such a way to protect things that are underneath it, to protect those items that are underneath it. So he argues that it is a violation of Oel. In terms of the third chashash of ksiva, so he goes, he discusses it at length, and he writes that there are two real types of Lego building that children engage in. Sometimes, he says, one type of Lego building is that they do it to make a toy. They'll construct a train, they'll construct something that they can then play with. So they're constructing something that they're then going to play with, and then they are going to use as a toy. Another type is just the challenge of building it. And once they build it, they take it apart. It's not something to play with it. He's just doing it to impress himself with what he's capable of doing, and to use his creativity and be able to see what he's able to do. So he says, Batsara Rishon, in terms of the first type of building, Pashut She'en Shum Sheichus L'Ksiva. That's certainly not kosev if you're doing it to create a toy, because you're not. He says, "Daheino osa tmunas kli rechav or tmunas bias, rak osa kli rechav b'ziran pin v'chein kumokein osa bias katan." He says it's not really that you're creating the image; you're creating that which you can then play with. But it's not about making the image or looking at the item as a picture. So therefore, he thinks that's not kosev. But the second way, where you're making a tmuna, the whole point is just to see how you shaped it, what it looks like, how nice it is now. So he says, maybe that's an Isser of Kosev. He says, what that would be telling on is whether there could be an Isser of Kosev when there's no paper. Meaning when you're making something that's not on a background, you're just shaping something in a particular shape, is that a violation of Kosev? And he says, that's a machlokas amongst the Gedolei HaAchronim. In the Nodeh Bihuda, Madur Kama, or Chaim Simon Aleph, sounds from the Nodeh Bihuda, that undoing the Ritzuos of Tefillin Shel Rosh would be an Isra of Mechikas Hashem, if not for the fact that the letters are not near each other. The Shin, the Dalet, and the Yud are nowhere near each other. But if they were near each other, it would be a violation of Mechikas Hashem. But the Ritzuos tied in a knot are not against any background. It's just shaped in that way. So apparently the Nod Yehuda holds that that would still be a violation of Kosev. It's a violation of Mochek, so writing even without a background would be a violation of Kosev. But many other Achronim disagree with that and hold that it's only when it's against a backdrop. So the Mechz Eliyahu passes the Maskana that there's a Chashash Isser when you play with the Lego, and therefore it should be a problem. So Lemaisa, it turns out, according to him, that it's an Isser of Ohel, and a potential Isser of Kosev. Nevertheless, the majority of poskim assume that neither of those Isurim are a real concern. Why isn't it a problem of Ohel? So in the Shailas Chuvas Or Lutzion, Chelik Beis, page Resh Ayin Beis, he writes, Im bonim ba'avne pella, if you play with Lego, Sura kolshi al menas lefarka la'achar zman, kotzer, vaday shemutter, if you're planning on pulling it apart after a short time, it's definitely mutter. Tahave kikisui akelim, it's like putting a covering over a kli. That's not called making an Ohel when you put a pot cover over a pot, when you put the cover over the chalent pot. Why isn't that making an ohel? It's there to protect what's underneath it. It's a tefach high, it's a tefach wide. Why isn't that an ohel? Because it's darko leparko lachziro tamin. It's made to be taken apart, put together, taken apart, put together. So that's not called asiyas ohel. The same is true by these games. It's made in such a way where it's supposed to be taken apart and put together all the time, and that's why it's not a problem of ohel. Why isn't it a violation of Kosev? So he says that also anything that's made just lemischak bialma, it's just to play with, it's not really about, it's about the challenge of playing, it's not about creating the image, maybe would not be a violation of Kosev. And this is nogea to puzzles as well. In Tshuvas Be'er Moshe, the Debre Tzina Rav Chelik Vav Simon Chavav says that there's no Kosev violation when you put a puzzle together, in fact the Tzitz Eliezer Chelik Yud Gimel Simon Lamed also seems to be makel when it comes to playing with these kinds of toys. Now, Legos are if you're going to be makel with Lego, then kal v'chomer you're going to be makel with the magnetiles, because Legos actually stick together. The magnetiles are held together magnetically in a very, very flimsy way. You know, Lego you have to actually pull apart to knock it apart. The magnetiles, like you just you just wave your hand and the whole thing could come tumbling down. So with those things that don't have pieces that fit into each other, they're just held together in a more flimsy way than kal v'chomer we'd be making on something like that.
What about something that's kind of like a fake screw that goes in like an erector set or something?
So that could be more challenging if there's like a screw that you actually screw it in. So that could be a more of a difficult problem.